Are you playing your game? Are you playing someone else's? Anyone who's been involved in competitive athletics at any level knows you have to play your own game. Once you start playing the opponent's game, you'll probably lose. If by some strange chance you win, it's really after slogging it out for a really long time, and it takes everything out of you. Hi, I'm Dave Brock. We're not here to talk about professional athletics, but it's a great model for us to talk about how we improve our effectiveness as sales professionals. You know, in sales, we maximize our ability to win and bring great value to our customers by playing our own game. But huge numbers of things, you know, threaten us and throw us off our game. You know, sometimes we get off our game without really recognizing it, and until we're well entrenched in defense and responding and not leading, we suddenly realize that we've lost. So let me talk to you about six things that might happen that may take you off your game. First thing that takes you off your game is not to have a game plan in the first place. You know, this is what I see in far too many salespeople. We do hundreds of mindless cold calls a day. You know, calling anybody on our list without understanding who they are, why they might be interested in, you know, whether realizing they're even a potential customer, but we go mindlessly through these lists, executing things by rote. We have no game plan, and we're just wasting our time. The second thing that throws us off our game plan is we've chosen the wrong event to compete in. You know, let me go back to the sports analogy. High-performing sports people don't play in every single game. They pick and choose the ones that they can win. Look at tennis as an example. There are people who are clay court specialists. There are people who are grass court specialists. There are people who are best on hard courts. You know, top tennis pros don't play in every tournament. They choose the tournaments that fit their schedules the best, that fit their abilities the best, and fit their ability to win and perform at the highest levels. So we need to make sure that we're choosing the events that we compete in. In sales, what that means is understanding our sweet spot and focusing on our sweet spot. It's not about chasing every single deal that comes up, because some of those deals, while they may be real, aren't our deals. They're somebody else's. You know, we need to choose the events we compete in. We need to choose those events, those opportunities that are wired for us, that are in our sweet spot. Those are the events that we're going to win. So focus on your sweet spot. Focus on competing where you're best positioned. Don't waste your time on other opportunities where you have no or little chance to win. You know, once you're in the right game, you still have to have a plan. You still have to have a strategy with it. Our sales process is the foundation for our game plan. Our sales process is based on all the games that we've played in the past and how we've won. Our sales process is based on looking at what we do, how we optimize our probability of winning, how we reduce our sales cycle, and how we maximize our transaction value, our deal profitability. So that's the start of our game plan. You know, and then once we get into this game, we then take that sales process and dive deep into really customizing that process to be aligned with the customer's buying process and to maximize our ability to align, create value with the customer, and win that game. You know, without this sales process, without a sales strategy, we're just wandering. We get lost. We waste our time. We waste the customer's time. And somebody else is probably going to win the thing. Sometimes we get sucked in and we're not playing our game. We're playing the competitor's game. This is a sure strategy for losing. If you get caught in this and you can't change it, the only thing you can do is lose as fast as possible and go find opportunities that you can win. Sometimes we start playing with our game plan, but we get sucked into responding to the competitor. pretty soon they're controlling the field, and we are caught in response mode and not driving or providing any leadership. You know, the competitor, if they're any good, they're going to be playing their game. They're going to be trying to divert us off our game. We have to be cognizant of competitors. We have to know them. We have to have a strategy in place to beat the competitor, but we should be defining the game. We should be controlling the game and letting the competitor respond to us. Don't let the competitors suck you into playing their game. Another thing that gets us off our game plan is we get pissed off and we act to it. And it diverts us from what we're really trying to do. There may be temporary diversions and we can get back on track. But, you know, something happens. A competitor does something and all of a sudden we just, you know, forget about what we're supposed to do and we start responding. A customer raises an objection, however innocent or whatever, and somehow we react to it and it gets us off our game. It gets us, you know, doing something that really doesn't mean anything in causing us to win. We get distracted. You know, it's so easy to do that. We become so unconscious in doing that, but then all of a sudden we're off our game, we're behind us, and we're behind things, and we're just down a losing path. Stay focused. Don't get diverted. Don't get distracted. Don't get pissed off and react. Stay focused on your plan. Execute your plan with precision. The final area, probably the most dangerous area, is in our game plan, we think of the customer as the opponent. This is probably the single worst thing we can do. It is a sure definition of failure and losing. We're not playing against the customer. We're not playing a win-lose game with the customer. We, in fact, need to earn the right to be invited to be on the customer's team. We're there to help them achieve their goals, to help them win the games that they're competing in. We're there to help create value in every single exchange. We want to help them win. So, do you have a game plan? Well, first, are you playing in the right game? Do you have a game plan? Are you executing it? Are you playing your game, or are you letting somebody else define the game for you, and are you responding to them? Are you earning the right to be on your customer's team, helping them play their game? Are you demonstrating how you can help your customer win more of their games? You know, develop your strategy, develop your game plan, stick to your game plan, adjust your game plan as things require you to adjust it, but make it your game plan. Don't play somebody else's game plan. Do that and you'll win much more business. I'm Dave Brock, President of Partners in Excellence. Thanks for joining me.